Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of October 2018. Delhi High Court has upheld a single judge order passed in January this year directing Amity Law School to award Abhinav Pandey a gold medal for graduating with highest honours, though he could not clear two exams in first attempt. Delhi High Court, taking note of allegations of forum shopping involving three judges, has directed that IPR cases filed by certain litigants be not listed before the three judges Mukesh Kumar, V. Narani and Chandrasekhar. Bombay High Court, while hearing petitions challenging the BCCI's decision to shift the match from Wankhede Stadium to Brabourne Stadium, has refused to grant interim stay on the sale of tickets for the 29th of October India, West Indies one-day international match to be held at the Brabourne Stadium. Bombay High Court has refused bail to a man arrested last year after a video showing two Dalit boys being beaten up and paraded naked for allegedly trying to pilfer a snack item went viral. Bombay High Court has asked the Maharashtra government to spell out the progressive steps it has taken to bring down the numbers of deaths due to malnutrition. Bombay High Court has quashed a Brihan Mumbai Electric Supply and Transport Undertaking, BEST. Notice terminating a contract with a private company for 40 electric buses and has pulled up the civic transport and electricity provider for acting arbitrarily. Madhya Pradesh High Court, while considering plea of guest teachers, has observed that right of education under the Right to Education Act is not to protect the teachers, but to grant education to the students. Madras High Court has noted that Buddhism has never advocated casteism in its ideology and preaching and also observed that there was no entry of Buddhist Adi Dravida in the scheduled caste list prescribed under the constitution. Punjab and Haryana High Court has granted bail to Naresh Kumar, the main accused in the case concerning the brutal lynching of a 16-year-old boy, Junaid Khan.